Pasuk says, "Yitzchak Moshe v'Aaron v'Parav Yitzchak Moshe l'Hashem al var tzvadeim atzvarad demesher shalom pare." So Chum says the reason why Moshe had to scream Yitzchak Moshe l'Hashem is because dafko v'ir tzev Yitzchak Moshe l'Hashem, because the tzvaradim were making noise. And Mela, he couldn't hear himself. The Kaimelon, the Tzarech L'Shmir L'Aznab. So Mela, that's why he had to scream Dafka over here. Oh, within a Tziv, in the Hemek Shaila, says there's a difference between the Din of L'Shmir L'Aznab, there's a chilah between Krishma and Tefila. And after by Krishma, there's a concept, they say that if it's noisy, then you have to be L'Shmir L'Aznab. By Tefila, there is no need to be mashmir l'aznai. He says that's a pshat by Chana that the pasuk says, right? They didn't hear kaila yishma. So he says, why kaila yishma? Because since it was Rosh Hashanah, he says a lot of people there, it was noisy. So maybe that's why he didn't hear it. He said that. He said the term that this after it says Yachli Meshmil Aznav Far Pirush Bachanav Kail Ishma. So he says that. So you see, not mechuyev to by tefila. You're not mechuyev to when it's noisy. You're not mechuyev to daven louder. You should be able to hear yourself. That's pshat this after that says that. That was why v'kar lishma that you don't have to mashmir l'azna. L'maisa, that's his pshat over here. But if you look at the Torah that brings down the sefer that Ziv brings down, he says he has discussion. Yesh aymim shadam shlishma kail betfila. Yesh aymim shetzrichim shetia belachash dafki shouldn't hear. Right, when it says we learn out from Chana, Shlishma Kaila Betfilasai. So he says, Dafki shouldn't hear. That's what some hold. You should talk so softly you couldn't even hear yourself. Says the Torah, Gemara says, no, just that. Hashma's Kaila says, Lacherim. That's what it means, you should be Mashmiya Kailai. You should be Mashmiya Kailai. To mashmiya l'acherim, you're not mashmiya kol to yourself. So mashmiya kol means l'acherim, that you shouldn't talk so loud, like some people do, yeah? You always, you know, you shouldn't talk so loud, the guy next to you shouldn't hear. Yeah, that's besides staring him and, what? So, yeah? It's always a shayla, you gotta answer amen, you know, the guy, you hear the guy talking loud. You know, guy's davening loud, you gotta answer amen. But anyway, the Torah says that's what the Gemara says. You're not to show l'shmir l'aznav. But mainly, he said adrabba. He says you should be able to talk loud enough that you should be able to hear yourself, because this way you're able to mechaber better. If you're just like talking so low that you can't even hear yourself, then you're not completely mechaber as well. If you listen, if you're talking loud enough about to hear yourself, then you'll be mechavim bet. Tov, like upon him. So we see in the Torah where he learns the whole discussion over here is on a regular day, not because it's loud, and that's the whole discussion over here. And the Torah comes out that it has nothing to do with Leinsiv. It's not because he's loud. Like upon him, as Leinsiv says, the only. The Maisa, when the Tziv is being mechal between Krishma and Tfila, so also the Maisa, the way the Halacha is, this guy, a lot of people, this Halacha guy that's a shtickle muznach, a little bit of a meis mitzvah, this Halacha, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that by all brachas, it's supposed to be l'shmir l'aznai. But the Evan, l'shmir l'aznai v'yatzah, right, which is very strict halacha, and unfortunately, it's a very shver matzav. People make brachas, yeah, if they even make the bracha, yeah, and so it says, l'chili you should be meshbin la'oz, you have to hear what you're saying, but the eved, even if you know your yaitza, but you have to be meitzi b'svasav. Now, l'chayr, meitzi b'svasav means that some sound has to come out of your mouth, but it's so low, but they don't hear it. Meitzi b'svasav doesn't mean that you moved your lips, yeah? That's not meitzi b'svasav, it means the sound came out, but it's so low, they couldn't hear. But if you're just moving your lips, and in brachas and Shemoneh Esrei, it's a shver matzav. So, okay. So that's the pashut pshat stam l'gabei b'shmil oznav. What is required l'gabei b'shmil oznav? And the Sifas Chachamim talks about that l'gabei Maisha. Now, so here the dikur, what I want to talk about is the following. The Mishnah says that a cheresh, shaita, v'katan are possible for Megillah. The Lucas of Megillah. Who does machshav v'katan? Zot the Gemara. Man tana cheresh. The Eb and Ami Loi. Amar Rav Masa, Rav Yaisi, the Snan, the Kher Shema, Loi Shmi Loznov, Yatsi, Rav Yaisi said, Loi Yatsi, Mechleikis, Rav Brachis, whether or not, Yatsi, Rav Shmi Loznov. So Gemara, Maiv, Rav Yaisi, Vidi Eved, Dilma, Yudil Chathila, Loi Salgadai, the Tani Kherish, Dumi, the Shaita, the Cotton, Mashaita, the Cotton, the Eved, Nami Loi, Av Kherish, the Eved, Nami Loi, and therefore we say the mission that says that a Kherish cannot be Maitzi, it's no matter a Kherish, it's learning the Yat Mashmil Azna. Again, also we're learning out from Krishma, learning out to Megillah, so you see it's not the Afka by Krishma. The Mela, that's why the Kherish cannot be Maitzi. Why? Because he can't, because it's a Makat through Mashmil Azna. So from this din of the Cheresh, Rabbi Kveger is Dan, the famous Shaila, famous Rabbi Kveger. We're not going to talk about the Ikka issue of Rabbi Kveger, just the, where he brings the Raya. Famous Rosh that says, Rosh says no Arvis by Noshim, and that's why the Gemara is a Shaila, whether or not a woman, an Afkamina, whether a woman's Chayim Berchas Madam Darayas, is whether she might see her husband. And the question that comes out, without going through the whole cheshbon with Yana, etc., but there we have the question. There, it's the Mavurin Tais is that we say Shemei Kaino, you can the Arvus, you might see someone benching. So Meila, what's the raya that a woman? What's the even if a woman is not mechuyev in benching, why can't you might see your husband in Arvus? That's the question that the Rosh says. Alamai, a woman doesn't have Arvus. And that Rav Kveger says, that's if Machleg is a cool Kveger and the Dogma of Rava, what does it mean? The woman doesn't have Arvus. Kveger says, it means a mitzvah, she's not Machleven, she doesn't have Arvus. But a mitzvah, she's Machleven, she does have Arvus. That's Rav Kveger. Akpam Zot Rav Kveger, that's the famous sheet where he teaches the Rosh. It's not so much Man Rosh, but that's what Kveger says, that a mitzvah, because otherwise that's shaila. How can you might see a wife of kiddush? That's a, right. If the husband died, then how can you might see his wife? Elmai, a woman outside. She's not mechuyev mitzvah. No arvus, but not that she's mufka from arvus. Okay. And Dogma Rava says that we have arvus for them. They don't have arvus for us. Okay, that's not what I want to talk about. Zakir Kveger. Zakir Kveger. Now, if you learn the Rosh Kipshutai, yeah, there's no Arvus for Nashim Kipshutai, right? The woman is not in the parish of Avis, of Arvus. So the question is, a Cheresh, a Medab of Enishimea, the Gemara, we just said the Gemara, if he's holy if Meshmir Laznai, he's not Yaitza, and he can't be Maitza Cherim, right? He's Ein Mechoyib Dabar. So effectively, Kveger, and those paskin by Kir Shayfer, Cheresh by Ben Shemay, any Yochel Leitzer Cherem, Kimenshu, any Mechayip Kir Shayfer. Effectively, Kveger, what about Arvus? Why can't the Cheresh be Maitzi the pekayach midenarvus. So the cheresh himself cannot be yaitze. Yeah, he cannot be mashmil oznav, and being mashmil oznav is ma'akiv. Yeah? Vekir b'kveger, but there's arvus. Why isn't there arvus? You can't tell him a cheresh, the noshim, he says, not b'chal arvus. But why is the cheresh not b'chal arvus? Elam ha'zakir b'kveger, his yisayid, that a mitzvah that you're not mechuyim in, so you have no arvus either. So what the Gemara says by Isha, that she can't be mitzer husband, and the Rosh says because she doesn't have arvus, that means alatzad, that the woman's pater from Birchas Hamazon, she has no arvus either. And Craig is buys his whole yisayid from the Mishnah by Cheresh. That a cheresh that cannot be mighty, that cannot be shemel oznav, mashmil oznav, he can't be mighty to someone else. Why? Since he himself is potter, so must, that's why he has no arvus, even though he's a man has, it has arvus. Oh. So Maisa though, the Kreger, what he wants is, Kreger's understanding of the mission of cheresh is very interesting. Because when Kreger understands that since the cheresh, he can't be mashmil oznai, so it's called, he's not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah of shayfer, and male is no arvus. Right? So chayra, you could have argued and said, no, it's pumu the kavle. That's him, he's a bar chiyuva. He's a Jew, he has a chiyuv shayfer, he has a chiyuv megillah, elma is an itis. There's a t'nai in the Asiyas HaMitzvah that you have to mashmil oznav. He cannot be mekayim that t'nai because he can't hear. Say this, he's an oynis. He's an oynis in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The oynis in the Kiyum HaMitzvah makes you not a Baruch Yuva. That the male is no arvus. Right? The Chayar Yud Chiddush. The Yud Chiddush. And the Achrayin and Mardana, the Shaila, Yosef Engel, the Buchanan, Adan, Taka this shayla, a general shayla, someone who's an einis and a kima mitzvah, does that make him? Is not a bar chiyuva. So Mchanan asks, "Hare, the chayr we see that this tashlumin, right? Someone was an einis. It couldn't be. Couldn't bring Pesach, the Karm Pesach, in the Pesach Rishayim, yeah." Then he brings Pesach Sheni, right? If he wasn't a Baruch Yuva, you know, it's totally it's machlokes whether it's tashlumin, right? If you hold that the Kon Shehigdol being Pesach Rish Pesach Sheni, it's machlokes tanoim whether he has to be in carbon. I mean, the shaila whether or not a someone who was not a Baruch Yuva in Pesach Rishon can bring Pesach Sheni. But everyone holds it was an oynis, derech chayka. Yeah, it was an oynis in the Pesach Rishon. The derech chayka was an oynis. You can't bring it, right? It's not there. Yeah, and we don't say that that's talim mechayka is whether cotton brings Pesach Sheni or not. Yeah. So what do we see, Zakir B'chanan? Zakir B'chanan. What do we see from here? That pshat is an oynis is just pume dukavle. He can't do it, but it's still bar chiyuva. He's mechuyev, and if he can't do it now, and he can do it the second time around, he does it the second time around. So that l'chayra is a shtickle problem with Craig. Craig assumes that if you're not in this, they're not about chiyuva. So Harbi is another ayah. This is again Yonad Yaima. The Ran, in the beginning of Masechus Megillah, the Ran has a whole discussion about this. Ran, the Ravash is a big asik about this. The base in the Rishalmi, it says, a lawyer's Shishama Blaz Yatza, an American, Kbiyayitze Megill in English, Be'ivri Shishama Blaz La Yatza. Yeah? An Israeli that listens, is not Yayitze Megill in English. Be'ivri Shakara Blaz, ain't in Mites, Vikrasis, a lawyer's. So Ran, right? So you have an Ivri, yeah, that reads the Megillah to some for a loyazi, in Laz for a loyazi, He can't be mighty. Yeah, so what do we see from here? That you see that why not? Well, why can't he mighty him? Why can't he mighty him? He's a mechuyev b'davar. He's mechuyev in the Megillah, right? He's mechuyev in Megillah. It's not like a cheresh. He's an aynes. Megillah is mechuyev in. Elamai, punk this oifin of reading Megillah, he can't do. So Meir Zaken Mechanan, that what do we see from here? We see from here that Elgabi being mighty acherim. It's not totally in you being a bar chayuva. We got mitzvah chayim. We need that I could be the yaitz of the mitzvah in this oifen. In other words, the pshat is that this ma'aseh mitzvah has to be a ma'aseh mitzvah for me. In other words, I have to. This oifen of the kiyum mitzvah has to be shayach to me. And if I couldn't do this oifen, I can't be yaitz with this. I can't do this. Then the pshat is there's not a chesaron in Baruch Yuva. The pshat is the chesaron in Arvah. Arvah says that if I'm doing good, it might depend how you send Arvah. Is the marshal the Ran that says the Arvah is that because since you were in yaitzah, so male kilo I wasn't yaitzah. Yeah, my chiv to make sure you do the mitzvah makes the kilo. I didn't do it yet. It's a male. I'm still doing it. Now it comes out from the Ran Lachar that every Arab is really shmei kaina, right? There's an aspect of my kiyum mitzvah that I didn't do yet. Apishyatz, I was ready yaitza. Yeah, but since you're in yaitza, it means I wasn't yaitza. So male, I could do the mitzvah. I could do the mitzvah. It's called the ma'aseh mitzvah. Male, you yaitza shmei kaina. So male, I'm adding this to Rabban Lachar. This is what Rabban is trying to say over here. That the side of Arvus, it has to be that by me it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. But by me, if I'm not shaykh to it, by me it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah, then I can't invite you either. Not me then, not because I'm not considered bar chiyuva, but I'm bar chiyuva. But Arvus says that the oifen that I'm doing the mitzvah for you, it has to be a way that I can do for myself as well. So Mela, if that's the lamdis, so then we can understand better cheresh also. So in other words, Rukveger understands from Cheresh that he's not considered Baruch Yuva. Yeah? And Rukveger boys from there that someone who's not a Baruch Yuva, he can't be mighty. There's no Arvus if he's not, because he's not a Baruch Yuva. Like Rav Chanan, one second, you see the Aynis, it's considered Baruch Yuva, you see from Karm Pesach. Elamai, the Pshat is that since he can't do the Ma'aseh Mitzvah in this hyphen, Besides, he's a charish, you can't hear him, and hearing his ma'akev. So Mamela, you can't be mighty in this oifen either. That's Chanan's Shtekotar to Miyashev, Rekveg Israya. Okay, but other places where Chanan is a Rosh, the Rosh says that, you know, you need Kiddush Makim Suda, still I can make Kiddush for you, even though I'm not eating. So there's mashmi, even by him, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's still a ma'aseh. So if you're the Rosh, you might say, Rukveger, their cheresh is not considered Baruch Yuva B'chlam. Because if it's also the ma'aseh mitzvah, the guy is not being yaitzah, the guy makes Kiddush, Shloim Mokim Suda. So he's not yaitzah Kiddush. By him, it's not a ma'aseh they can be yaitzah with. But yet, the Rosh says, you can ma'aseh cheresh. So why cheresh not? El Maya, Karchach, like Rukveger, at least by cheresh, I feel rush that Becher is not considered Baruch Yuva because he can't do it. That's in Din of the Ran. The Rivash brings down for Rav Chisdai, he argues in the Ran. He holds that Aloya is Shishama Me'ivri is Yatza. Even though the Ivri himself is not Yatza with Belaz. So, according to him, Rav Chanan says, according to him, you have to say like Rav Chanan. According to him, you can't say Rav Chanan Shtekel Torah, it's totally the ma'aseh mitzvah. Because, if we could might say Balaz, according to him, you have to say like Rav Chanan, the Chair is not going to say Baruch Yuva. Okay. Oh, there's another Nekuder b'chanan, another raya, b'chanan b'din to this shayla. This is very nice raya. Taisus b'basra, if you gimel, the famous Taisus discusses the guy, and Gemara says, chetzi yavi chetzi b'chayrin, yavi m'shachrim, chetzi b'sham b'silol. So Gemara says, because why? Because of prur revu. Yeah? V'sari b'ra, l'shev v'zitzara. So Gemara said, yeah, Zok Taisvis, why is Gemara being now the Pasuk? L'shev v'zitzara, teim gaz prur revu. The Mishnah says, oil mo livra el b'shul prur revu, shenam l'sayu b'ra, l'shev v'zitzara. Right? Which is the Pasuk of the Navi. Why is the Mishnah telling me the reason why we forced Eved is al Lysaya Barah? That's Purim Vu. Lisa Yishen Yachal, Lisa Shivchen Yachal, and he has the Purim Vu. Why bring Lishel Shabbos? Says Taisus, the reason why we don't have Purim Vu, because he's Potter. He's an Inus. Right? Kadesh is Chayiv in a mitzvah. We're not Meshacher. An Eved, when I forced Adam, Meshach and Eved, they should do more mitzvahs they couldn't do till now. Right? So it's Purvu, it's an Inus. Harezak Taisvis, if you can tell me that when we Mechayiv the Adam, Meshach and Eved, to be able to Mechayiv mitzvah Purvu that he's Potter on, so why do you Meshach, force every single Adam to Meshach every Eved, so you become Mechayiv all mitzvahs? Eved's only Mechayiv mitzvah Gisha, you should force the Adam, Meshach and Eved, why? He's brought him kaim all the mitzvahs. Elamai, but he's potter, right? He's not mechayim. So why should we force Adam to? But that's why. But l'isayi b'ral shavas yitzara, there is chayim. Akapanim, so chayra. Chayra and Taisus is being medama. Yeah, oinis to not being a barach yuva. If Taisus held Reb Chanan wanted to say, Be'etzma Oinus is a Bar Chiyuva, like we see from Pesach. If Oinus is considered a Bar Chiyuva, so what's Taisus Raya? What's Taisus saying? That if you tell me they mechuyev to free the Eved for Purim Revu, even though he's an Oinus, and can't get to free the Eved, you should mechuyev for Tefillin. Yeah? What Shaykh is? Puravu, he's Mechayiv. Elamai, he's an Inus. But he's Mechayiv. So we want him Meshachim, but she wrote the Bim Kayim is Chiv, you know he's an Inus. But what's the Raya? I'm Cain, he should have to Meshachar him in order to put on Tefillin. Tefillin's not a Bar Chiyuva Klal. That's Pasha, you don't have to make it. We're not going to force on to make him into Bar Chiyuva. But here is a Bar Chiyuva on Purim Revu. Elamai. Elamai. We see that Oinus is like any Bar Chiyuva. So he said we should shock every Eved to Mimchai Mitzvahs. Every Eved is Potter Mitzvahs. He's not Chayiv in Tefillin. So what do you want to do? Mishachim to bring it in a Techiv? That you're not Mechayiv to do. But Puravu, Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mechayrin, right? He's a Chetzi Mechayrin. He's Mechayrin Puravu. Elamai is an Ironist. Okay, so Meshachim developed the fill the mitzvah. Elamai is Chayrin Zakr B'chon. It's Mukhan Taisus, like a B'kveger. That what? An Ironist is not considered Baruch Yuva. And Mela, that's why B'kveger says, by Cheresh is not considered Baruch Yuva, even just an Ironist. And Mela, that's when he brings the raya from there. You see that someone's not a bar chiyuva. There is no arvus. That's to bring right this famous little tire. Okay. Skip the next little piece. Oh. It's minyan linyan. It's interesting. Shiloh. Lagabe. Shemei Kaina, an Eifin, we couldn't do it right now. You couldn't do it yourself. So, comes a little complicated. I've been a little bit musubach over here, because in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Siman Aleph, it says, Hashemeya Veinu Medaber Imu Mumcha. You have Ilein. That's a Mumcha B'Shchita. No problem with the Shchita. Sheikh Rafael Chatchila Im Acher Mivarech. Because the problem, he can't make a bracha. Right? And that we know the Mishnah in Chumis. Chomish Le Yitraimu. One of them, Chomish Le Yitraimu, one of them is an Ilein. Why? Because he can't make a bracha. Ilim, Aram, right? All those can't do, can't be mafresh shumah because the problem with the bracha. So if you have an Ilim, Shemeh Ve'en Medaber, if he'll hit a bracha from someone else, then it's not a problem. So even though, what do we see from here? Even though Ilim can't make the bracha himself, still he can be Eitzah Shemeh Kain. Now, the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Vav, he's Dan Lagabe in Elaim in Kriyashma, can he be Yitzhak Shemeh Kaina? He brings that Shbar Leket, fascinating Shbar Leket, says, Mish Ayim Betfilo and Shema. Yeah? And he hears Kadosh Kedusha. Sorry, not Shema. Kaddish Kedusha. Yeah? He will Shema Nasre, and he has Kaddish. So, Shaila, what do you do? He's Ikamar Bab, so the Svil is a Shaisik Vishma. Shema Kaina. He will Shema Nasre, but say it. Listen to Kaddish and the Chazan, Yeshma Rabba, etc. Bidin brings down, though, for a bit of Avram Barab Shlaima, that says that this that we say Shemeya Shom of Leon is Yatza Shemeya Kaina, that's Dafka in a place where you could be Aina, but if you're in Moshe Esrei you can't say Amen, or you can't say yourself, then you're not Yatza with Shemir. And he makes a very interesting Tushtel, a very interesting Mokka for this. He says it's like Reb Zeira, famous Reb Zeira. Kol roi lebila ein bil makaves. Kol shein roi lebila bil makaves. Reb Zeira is talking about lagabe, the mount, how big could the mincha be in one kli? How big could the mincha be? It's 60, so whatever it was. It says over there that because even though why, if it's too big, the mincha is too big since you can't mix it up. So it's a problem. Even though you don't have to mix the oil in. The bila, which is mixing the oil, is not ma'akev. But you need royal bila. That's famous Reb Zeira called royal bila. Ain't bila ma'akev. Called shein royal bila ma'akev. Zok is Avram Reb Shlaima. So to over also that even though you don't have to say, you don't have to answer amen, yeah. But you need royal. You need royal bila. So man, if you're a Milosh Menasrei, you can't be yaitz. There's no din shemay kind of Milosh Menasrei. No Nishmai Kain, no Nishmai Esri. Oh, so Meila, Zog the Shagas Aryeh, so Lafi him, you have an Elaim also can answer Amen. So Meila, Lafi Ravram Bishleima, just like there's no Shmai Kain, and Mil Shmai Esri, because you need Royal Abila, so too an Elaim. Simple Chajman. Zog the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, that's very nice. It's a Ram Reb Shlaima Shita. But we have Rashi and Taisvis, Mishain the Bahag, and Brachas. They argue. And they say that if you're Milosh Ben Esrei, you're supposed to be quiet. Right? That's your Paschal. We'll see soon. Yeah? Oh, Taisvis Grada argues in that. And Taisvis says that since Shemei Kaina, so it's a Hefsik. Hefsik Milosh Ben Esrei. Okay, that's where they, you know, everyone says Tyre, what's the Gadol Shmei Kaina? As if you said it, it's not, yeah, it's okay, whatever. But Akapanim, even Taisus is masking that Shmei Kaina works in Milosh Ben Esrei, but for care, it works too good that it's a Hefsik. Yeah? So Meila, Zakdashar Gisarye. So Meila, Kain, Gabi Elaim. Where there's no problem with Hafsik, obviously. So Elam could be Yaitz of Shmei Kaina. So you see all these Rashi Taisers in the Barad, they all now grow another Ram Rabbi Shmuel, or Shleima. But then he says the Svara.
Tosfos is saying not worried about.
What?
Tosfos is saying that Shmekana would be.
Hapsig, the child of Hapsig, Moshe Menasre.
So it's possible, he's saying it's physically possible to Menasre. Right? It's not even comparable to Roy.
What do you mean?
It's not, how's it, well,
even not going to answers. Everyone holds physically you could do it, right?
Okay, so it's a question.
So since Abi Halachi, you're not allowed to do it. So Elmai Ramesh Rav Shlaim is saying that Roy Labila means Roy Lamaisa. If you're not allowed to be Mopsa Gemelsh Menasre, then that's not Roy. You can't. Roy doesn't necessarily mean physically. Mothershock, anyway, physically you could say
on me. So he's saying he still doesn't touch Shmuel Nasser.
What?
So he's saying he doesn't touch Shmuel Nasser because it is quite physically possible.
The old guy says that it's awesome because it's a hafsik. Since Shmuel Kleiner, so it's a hafsik. It's like you spoke. You don't see anything in Tosfos Gabbai Roy the Bila? Okay. The kids are. The Shagasayev once says Svara that Kufa maybe is what you're saying. The Shagasayev, let's say, made it by makes a difference between Elaim and Milosh Menasri. You know, the Shem they're arguing, Ramah Shalayma, maybe they're arguing because physically it is possible, and it's not totally up your lachal. Maybe that's Kufa Machlekes, but Elaim, which is physically not possible, maybe they'll be made to Ramah Shalayma that. Is a problem of Kol Roy Labila. Akaponim, Shagasai himself doesn't like this whole tzushtel. He says that Roy Labila is only a problem by Bila because there's a din lechatchila that he's supposed to mix up the mincha. Meila is a zakrib zera. Yes, din lechatchila is supposed to do it. If you can't do it, then it's ma'akim. But Zot the Shagasarie by something which is no din l'chatchila at all. Shmei Kain is l'chatchila, he says. So Meila, then there's b'chal no din l'vray l'bila, and therefore he says no reason why an Elaim can. So he's a Masupik first, whether or not an Elaim is daima to the Mechlekes Rishonim Milosh Menasre. Maybe Elim is worse. But then he says, B'chal, he doesn't like the whole Tzushtel. He stomp trashes the whole Rav Reb Shlaima that B'chal Tzushtel to Elim. Okay, brings another raya, Gabay. Chatziyav Ches B'chayrin. That even though we couldn't do it, still there's no problem in college anyway. L'maisa, what the Shagas Ha'ari names on the Pashit, that there's no din chatchila to say it yourself. Shmei Kain is a chatchila. That's why he says there's no tzushtel to Roy Labil. Roy Labil is not one of the chatchila. Then we say it's mak if you can't do it. But if there's no din chatchila, then there's no tzad that's mak. So he says, Shmei Kain Chatchila. Ma'is it's a Pella, because there's a Rishonim Feirish not like that. And Shagasari, Kol Rod L'Anis Lech, it's a Pella. Because first of all, Taisus and Sukkah. Taisus and Sukkah, Lamachasim Bey, is about the Sukkah over there, discusses how they said Halal. One of Lachas, we learned out of the Seder of how they said Halal. You say Haluka, and then you used to repeat. And there's all the old Gemara, the old Halachas we learned out from the Seder of how they say Halal. So the Kaiser is that it says over there, Rashi Prokim. Oh, Kitzer. You have to see the Gemara over there. There are various aspects of how they used to say, and they used to say Rosh Prokim, and the rest of it they were Yaitse, and then they used to say Haluka. Because Tosfos Medayek over there that L'chatchila he says mitzvah lanos shlo yifta atzmei b'shmiya. It's better to say yourself, and shmiya to shmiya kaina. The Torah says over there. And Ran in Sukkah, Ran also says, oh, on the mamash in this halacha, Ran on the Gavish Menestre, right? We said the whole discussion of Rashi and Taisus, Yimilish Menestre, so Rashi says, Yibshaisik, and Yayitse. In fact, the Ran, one second, there's a Gemara in Brachis, Chapal, that says, the Nilchmesa Knesses, Omotzim Mishpalim, and Yochel Laskal Ligmash, like Yashat Kedushal Maidim, Yispalo. Bimlav, I Yispalo. Now you have to wait. Right? If you come in, there's another locha that went by the wayside. That you come into the shul, the Milshman Asrei. So unless you know the bell to finish before you get to Kedusha or Maidim, even Amen Kol Kodesh, Amen Shmak Shmak Leinu, then you now start with them. Right? You now start with them. So, in fact, according to Rashi, what's the problem? You can have your cake and eat it too. You have your tefillah b'tzibur, and when they get up to Kedusha, you'll bliss in Shemei Kaina. What's the problem? How can Rashi say they can be at Shemei Kaina? Saying that's true. So, what's the problem? What's the big deal? Elma is up the Ran, even though Shemei Kaina, Chatchil, it's better to say yourself. Which is very interesting. It means, you mevatel tefillah b'tzibur, right? I don't say that because you have not a minyan. You're in a shtibl, you have not a minyan in 5 minutes, right? You mevatel tefillah b'tzibur to get the chatchila of saying yesh meraba and not shemei kaina. You see how much of a chatchila it is in Iran. It's mamal arayin. Because the kasha and Rashi is a bomb kasha, yeah? Rashi says, you can be yaitz and milshman esrei, what's the big deal? If the guy comes too late, Let him damage from Esther, he'll be Yitzhak, Shmei Kaina. What's the problem? Elamai is Dr. Ran, it must be Dachatchila, Shmei Kaina is going to be the Olam B'dieved. Pillow ployim. Hakaponim, what do we see from here? We see from these two Rishonim, that the dinner Shmei Kaina is Olam B'dieved, Dachatchila is Shmei Kaina. So Kain, that knocks out the Taina of the Shagas Aryeh, that the din of Kol Roi Labila is dafka when there's din of Chatchila. And Meir is up there, it doesn't apply to Shmei Kaina. So we see not like that. We see that the Svara, the Tzushtel of Rambam Shleima is a possible Tzushtel. You can make him Mechal other ways, but beside the fact that over there is Chatchila, that's not a reason not like the Tzushtel. I mean, Sil Maisa, bottom line, Rashi and Taisus in the bag all don't make the tzushtel. L'chayra, but not necessarily because not because of the Shagasari Svara. Moreover, yeah, we have Gemara in Darim, Gabe Afara Baal. Gemara is Mesupik v'cheresh. Could be Mefer. Shalom is you have to be Bar Shmiya. Shalom have to be Bar Shmiya. So the Gemara tells Reb Zeira that even though the husband doesn't have to hear the nether, there's nobody who has to hear it, Mamish. Yom Shoma doesn't mean he has to hear it. Okay, we'll see if we get there. but still, Cheresh, Gemara says, as any Rel Beel. It's any real bila. Yeah? So the chayra. Do you see the din? And that's Mipaskin. Cheresh can't do it. So you need real bila. The chayra is no din chatchila. By first darim, the baal has to hear. Right? It's a process over here. It's not a mitzvah even. There's no din he has to hear. It's not a bet how far if he hears or not. It's how far is that far, right? So upon me see that the din of Korel Bila is even when it's not a din of Chatchila. Okay, another rabbi being from Roy from Chatzitza by Tefila, in a place where The water doesn't have to get to him. Okay. So nice, this shail about if you could say Shmei Kainu where you can't say it yourself. So there's a Ritva. There's a Ritva that says on Sukkah that if let's say the Shemaya is in a place where it's not Naki, and he couldn't say it himself. Or Shemispalo, Veni Rishoy Lahapsik. He's not Yaitz with Shemaya Kaina because. So this is different than what we're saying till now. Yeah? The Rambam Reb Shlomo said, why is there no Shemaya Kaina Mil Shemen Esrei? Because you need Roy Labila. Also Bezerah. The Ritva is saying a different Svara. To argue in Rashi and Taisa, argue in Rashi and right, and Taisa says because it's hefsek. Ritva saying a third svara that the din of Shmei Kaina is dafka if you could do it yourself. This that we say Shmei is Kaina that you could be yaitz with Shmei is dafka if you could do it yourself. Then you be yaitz Shmei Kaina. He doesn't say Alzray Labila. He doesn't say Alzray Labila. I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't. Can't be Taka brings the raya from the Nichol Beis Knesset like the Ran Zaraya. Why can't be Yaitz Shmei Kaina? Now, if you can't do it yourself, then there's no Shmei Kaina. I don't know. Maybe he's Roy Labila. He doesn't say Roy Labila. Sounds like he's saying it's a Svar in Shmei Kaina. No, Shmei is Kaina. But if you can't have the Aina, you can't have the Shmei Kaina. Right, that's where it'll be. I know. It just sounded like to me saying it's a different Svar. I'm not sure what this Svar is. Oh. It's like this. So here, this Shiloh is. It got complicated. I really come out with a card type. Because the Chayadam, I'm saying Lalacha, this Shaila. You can't do it yourself, it's Shaykh Shmei Kaina. Yeah? Which is the Lalacha. The Chayadam, and it says like this. Pasuk says, Erev is Dava. Riyabcha Erev is Dava. Chazal say, Dibur is Asar, Abahir. So you now say Dibur Tayr in front of an Ereva. Yeah? Dibur Asar, Erbas Davar, Dibur Asar, Hirim Mutar. Sag the Chayadam. The person is in front of an Erva, yeah, and he hears a bracha. So even though he's Mechab and Latzeis, he can't be Yaitza. There's no Shmei Kaina. Since he can't make the bracha himself, he can't make a bracha in front of an Erva. So Mele can't be Yad Shmei Kaina either. Can't be Yad Shmei Kaina either. He'll hear his mutter. So the problem is, L'chaira, we got by the Rashi and Tais, we Paskins, the Kuf Dalad Zayin, some Zayin B'tfila, yeah? He can't be Mafsik to say Kaddish Gdush, that was Gemara Shail and Brachis. El Yishtek B'chav, El Masha Marashatz. Yishmei Kaina. Even though, the Maise, you can't say yourself. Like Ritva said, Ritva go for the this kind of the bets is the Ritva. If you can't do it yourself, there's no Shmei Kaina, right? But and if the Chayadim says, what then if you're in front of an Erva? But Ma'is Lalach we Paskin Emil Shmei Esrei, you do listen Shmei Kaina. Right? We're not worried about Taisus and Tefsin. We say Lema'isa, you could do it. We say Shmei Kaina. So Ma'isa, it's interesting. Chayadim is Mitzayin to Magen Avraham, but it's not so posh to be b'chal what is Sushtal is. We go like this. He's Mitzayin to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Mitzayin to the Din Yeridaya. Says the Magen Avraham. Miu b'yerdei mashma kishu arum v'chaverim mevaruch osu l'chaverim l'shmai ha'brachais lotzeis b'brachasai. The lekel mei mishmei ka'ayna the osalanos. The osalanos. Ayin shom b'taz v'shach. Says the Magen Avraham, it's mashma yerdei that someone who's arum, he's not wearing any clothes, chaveroi wants to be, is making a bracha, he can't be Yaitz Shemei Kaina. Why? The Ha'asalanos. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Ayin Sham Bataz Vashach. Okay, so I'm a good boy. The Magen Avraham tells me to Ayin Sham Bashach Bataz. So I open the Shach and Taz. But Maisa, it's not Pasha Bachal, that's what they're saying. What does Shulchan Aruch say over there? Arum La Yishchad Chathila. Right, like the Chumash Lo Yechaimu, one of them is the Aram by Chuma. So there's also the Aram, someone who's not wearing clothes cannot shech. Why not? Because he can't make a bracha. So up the shach. Gam Acher Ein Rishay Levar Kenegdoi. Okay, so if someone else wants to make a bracha, and he's Aram, so that guy can't make a bracha either. You can't make a bracha Kenegdoi. V'oid, he says. No, that means he can't. If he's facing him, if he faces the other way, it's not a problem, right? V'oy says the shach, kivon shehu arum, ein rishoy l'chavein bebirchas chaveiroi. V'lek l'mei b'shemei ha'kayna. So what does he say? Ein rishoy l'chavein bebirchas chaveiroi. He doesn't say because since you can't say the brach yourself, it's no shemei ha'kayna. He says, ein rishoy l'chavein bebirchas chaveiroi. V'lek l'mei b'shemei ha'kayna. And the Taz says, "Mavram says, I am Taz Shach." Says the Taz, "Le Mahani be Mashi Varch Acher Yavach Pano Tzar Acher Kivan Shaarum Tzarch Lachabin L'Shemayi Abracha." Who also B'Kach Chatchila. Both the Shach and Taz are saying because he's saying it's also Chatchila to listen. You don't just make on. You have to listen to the bracha, right? So you know, it's not like saying you know here is Mutter. But I don't know. I'm not sure what the Pshat is. It says the Arum. Yeah, he's now at a chatchil b'mechavin to the bracha of the one that's making the bracha, and that's why he can't make the bracha for you. Not that I'm not, if he doesn't make me, I can't be yaitz with him. If I'm aram, I can't be mechavin to the bracha. There's a problem inside the etzim b'mechavin to the bracha. There's not a problem in the shmei kain over here. And they've been the mocker is the prisha. The prisha says. Because the preacher has a kasha. Yeah? By Elim, it says, Elim, someone else can make the bracha for Elim. Right? That's in Shulchan Aruch. And that's why this whole Chayodom and the Magen Avraham is very schwer. Because by Elim, it says, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardaya, the Elim, it says, he could shecht, and someone else can invite you, but they brought that down before. Even though Elim can't say the bracha himself, right? And the preacher has a stero. Why by Arum it says he can't shecht, and Elim could shecht if someone else makes the bracha. So why does it say that Arum could also shecht if someone lets someone else make the bracha? That's the preacher's kasha. Yeah, that the taz and the shach, everything's coming from this preacher. Zok the preacher, yesh loyma degab becheresh and da'aber v'shemeya yachol. L'chav in a bracha. There's no problem with him being mechav and listening to the bracha. So Melech Shach, and he'll hear the bracha. Why not? Avol Arum Shafilu Lahara B'Davar Kedusha Ein Rishoy. He says that even though we say here is Lav Kedibur, but he says Chatchila the Arum is now b'Mahar. So Melech Avim Yivarach Ach Ein Rishoy L'chav Nemechosai. He'll go Lech Lamech Melech Kain. Yeah. So Maisa. It seems to be, it's not because you can't do it yourself, there's no Shmei Kain when you can't do the thing itself. It's saying, it's not because Svar by Arum, Adraba, he's being mechalik between Arum and Elaim. Yeah? So this whole thing about, I don't cop the whole, Chayodim with the Magen Avraham, and then when the Magen Avraham sends you to the Shachan Taz, I'm like, you know, I got to the Shachan Taz with the Magen Avraham, not for myself. So the truth of the matter is though, this etzem chiddush of the prisha and the shach and the taz, that the din of Aram Chatchila can't be, he can't be Mahar B'Tayra. So that's really not a pashuk. I think Lalach it says that he could Chatchila. Here Lalach could be allowed to be Mahar B'Tayra. And Prima Garden Tak over there on the Taz asks, he brings down for the pre-tire. Brings down for the pre-tire, Archaim HaKadosh. She hear her lock of the Ibadami, and Mela, what's the problem? He doesn't understand the Prisha. Saying Achrami. But the Prisha said, the Prisha said the Ferish, you know, here's lock of the Ibur, still the problem of Katrila. So, then the Prima Garden goes down for a Shar. That Shemei Ka'ina is also Ba'arum because it's like a Dibur. In other words, the Tvoshar says different Svara. Why Arum can't be at Shemei Ka'ina? But similar to Taisa Svara, it's as if you said it. Taisa says it's a hafsik. And the Tvoshar says that Arum is not half Shemei Kain either because it's if he's saying the bracha. But that's a whole different svara. That's a whole different svara. But,
that's not how the Shulchan Aruch is.
What?
That's not
where the Shulchan Aruch is. It's Shemei Nesra. Oh, cause right, exactly. We pass it with exactly. If he's for Shar, but Shemei Nesra also, Lachar is a problem like Taiz. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing like Taiz. The Maiz we passkin, Shulchan Aruch says, you should be. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're a Shemei Nesra, yeah, and they're saying Kedusha, you should stop and listen, right? I mean, Lalach, we're saying that it's not considered to have Shemei Kain, it's not a Hefsek. So, Karnak the Tvorsha, like Yossi is saying. And therefore, so what's the Svar by Aram? What's the Chalukin Aram and Elaim? Right? So, according to the Tvorsha, we have another Chalukin Aram and Elaim. Aram is also to make a bracha, therefore, you can't have Shemei Kain either. Elaim is no problem. Yeah, but my is like I was saying, the Shmarach's pasuk is not like that. Yeah, Chab Paskins like Rashi, you could listen. It's not a hefsek. You don't see make it tonight. Yeah. So therefore, Elamai and the Mechaber. Let's go single world of Mechaber. What's them in the arm and Elaim? You have to say like the Prisha, right? You have to say like the Prisha, and not like the Mogen Avraham and not like the Chay Adam who buy from here Halacha. If you can't say it yourself, you're in a situation where you can't make the bracha yourself, there's no Shemei Kaina. Like the Ritva. But that's true, then Elim also, right? If that's they understand this halacha, then they you don't answer the kash to Elim. So, that's not, I got stuck over here in all this. Because, you know, on one hand, it's a Chay Adam and a Magen Avraham, you know. Milon Gadam Chay Adam and Magen Avraham. Yeah? But Maiz, they bring down the Taz and the Taz and Shach, and the way they say it, the Chayr is hold them in Svara. The way they say it, the Svara, that the Svara Miuchad by Aram, that since, even though here Lafka Dibur, Belchatchila, the preacher says, you know, I'll be Ma'ar. So Melef Izet, it's a local Svara by Aram. And Mela, you can't apply this to other places. The Chayadam is copying now. The Chayadam Grad was talking about in front of an Erevel. The Chayadam himself might be good. Chayadam is talking about, I'm just thinking now, let's think about it. Chayadam is talking about the Mokim Erevah. Yeah? Here is Mutter, but still he says, M'shamei is a bracha. Afishim is Kavalot says, Ain't a Yaitza. Let's say you're somewhere. Yeah, you're somewhere, Mokim Erevah. And someone wants you to be someone who might be Yaitza in a bracha. Right? You can't make the bracha, and someone might see you. So he says, so Chayadim said, Lech l'mei m'shmei ka'ayna, kimach osu l'da'at. He says, kimach osu l'daber. Yeah? Chayadim doesn't say that. Chayadim says it's osu l'daber. It sounds like he's saying, like the way the Magen Avraham says it. Not because, it comes out by saying, the din of the Chayadim might be true, even the way I'm learning the Prisha. Because B'makam Erva, it's also the same halacha of her lab kedibur dami. B'makam Erva, you'll be mahar, you'll make a bracha. Right? So just like we say, in your day it says, that in your day it says, that an Arum, yeah, cannot be yaitse the bracha with somebody else. The Arum cannot be yaitse the bracha al yidei shmiya. Why? So we're saying the Prisha, the Shach, the Taz, they all say because it's here is Aser. Yeah? So that halacha, that's chok between Aram and Elaine. So Fizeh, in the Chayadim's case, the halacha is going to be true, Lab Metameh. Yeah? The halacha is going to be true. Someone is standing in front of an Erva, and someone wants to invite him in a bracha. So just like when he himself is Aram, that even though here is Mutter, but we say Chatchila not, according to them. Allah, I think it might be a problem. But according to them, right, they're saying it's, the here is us. Therefore, there's no Shmei Kaina because you have to be Mahara. It's also to be Mahara. It doesn't possibly Shmei Kaina, but it's also to do it. So too, if you're in front of an Araba, so even though here is Mutter, the same here that's Aser, according to them, when you're Aram, is also Aser in front of an Araba. Then it's either here is Lapka Dibur, but it's going to be Aser Chatchila. So may it will be Aser to be. Ubi asa anyway to be yaitz shmei kaina alts the svar of the prisha and the shach and the taz.
Is that what
the chayyadim
saying?
No, I don't think the chayyadim doesn't say that. Chayyadim says because it's asa to talk. He says.
So
what's the one with Mangavam? Mangavam also says that. Mangavam also says that. Mangavam says, "Mashma in Yeridaya that Aram is Aser. Why? The Lechlemem Shmei Kaina the Aser Lanois. Mangavam is the one that made all the trouble over here. And that's where Chayam is coming from. Mangavam is the one that made all the trouble over here. He says because Aser Lanois. So there's the Rishonim that hold like that. Might be not hold like that. There's Mamsha. I was going on my mind with this. I don't know what to do myself. It's like, he calls the Shach and Taz, he opened it up, and then they're not saying that. So, Chayz Mamash Apella. Just one more Nakuda with the Shach Asariya, he's done, Gabi Elin, where they say Shemeh Kaina. Look, this is already, issue that was discussed, Kayetz, on Zoom, with Bachas, whether or not Bachal, Amol, only 100 years ago. Whether or not this is Shmei Kain by Krishma, that was Halaisik with Yerushalmi and the Magen Avraham, that there's no Shmei Kaina in Ram Al Shaka, there's no Shmei Kaina by that was Shaila, whether you gotta say it out loud. That was a whole discussion with Shaim already. You gotta say Krishma out loud because someone might hear you and he'll be yates with you. And that was Alishalm, the Noshmei Kaim Krishma. Whatever the Shiloh, whatever the issue there was, and we're going to involve right now. But anyway, that was a big Shiloh itself. It's another, I'm saying that it got to be a different Shiloh. I'm saying that the Shaksari is down, got to be Elaim. Whether else, or the Bila. But my is another Shiloh B'chal, whether you say, whether or not it's Shaykh Shmei Kaina. All right.